This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get to some of your Tiger feedback in a moment.
I saw earlier today, watching practice, former Detroit Lion defensive lineman, and great defensive lineman, William Gay was here, part of the Silver Rush days in the Billy Sims era, and playing alongside Bubba Baker and Doug English and all those guys. And as he was coming out of the practice and leaving practice, he goes, "Man, no fights." And I'm like, well, there was one over on the other side of the field, but obviously on the side he was watching.
Did you see who was in it for the Lions?
Was it St. Brown?
No, it was Isaac Tesla.
Sorry, that's right.
It was on a run play, and it had to do with blocking, and there was some umbrage taken.
And apparently Dan Skipper came over and said, "That's enough."
Yep. All right, so they're working on 2-minute drills on the field to our left, and the Dolphins' number one offense against the Lions' number one defense. They put 54 seconds on the clock. They put the ball on the 32-yard line and two timeouts. So Lions on defense. Dolphins complete two passes for a total of 6 yards, then a false start, then an incompletion, and then another incompletion. Four and out for the Dolphins offense. The Dolphins offense against the Lions defense. And now it's the Lions' turn. And again, the ball's placed on the 30-yard line. Two timeouts, 54 seconds to go. On the scoreboard, it says 10-10.
It's 10-10.
Yes. And in the Dolphins' case, they didn't get one first down, which kind of follows what the day has looked like. Now it's the Lions' first chance with Goff in a shotgun from his own 30. Back to pass, pocket holds, fires over the middle, and it's caught near midfield.
Hey, guess who?
Amon-Ra St. Brown. Clock running, 44 seconds to go for the Lions offense as they quickly hustle to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the Dolphin 46-yard line. Goff back to pass again. Delivers, and it's caught. Sam Laporta inside the 40.
Brock Wright, I think.
Was it Brock Wright?
Yep.
My apologies. Not the greatest angle we have here. And the Lions will take a timeout with 31 seconds to go. Two plays, and they're in Jake Bates' field goal range. So, got to tell you, it's following everything we see today.
Yeah.
Lions look great.
They'll have a second and three from the 38-yard line. They have looked really, really good. And, you know, a lot of emphasis has been placed on the offense looking a little sluggish lately. That hit the papers today. It was a headline in the Free Press about the Lions offense trying to rebound after a sluggish start to training camp. And I think it's clear that they have ironed some things out, and they've come with a lot of focus today. And maybe let's hope it is the iron sharpening the iron thing in practice.
Yeah.
The defense for the Lions looks that good. We asked Jared Goff about it on Monday, and his response was, "Oh, hell yeah, the defense looks great."
Yep. So out of the timeout, the Lions have it at the Dolphins' 38-yard line. Goff back to pass, fires, and it's caught. Far sideline, down the sideline, and stepping out of bounds. Is that Meeks?
It is Meeks.
Oh, it is Meeks. And the Lions now have it. It appears to be in the red zone again. We don't have a great angle.
I'm sorry, that was Ronnie Bell.
Ronnie Bell.
Number 10.
Right, there you go. So another first down for the Detroit Lions. And we're waiting to see where the ball has been spotted. But 23 seconds to go. Three plays, three completions. And the Lions have it well within field goal range. And I wouldn't be surprised.
27-yard line.
27-yard line of the Dolphins. Goff from a shotgun back to pass and delivers over the middle, and it's caught once again inside the 20 and diving down, and the Lions taking a timeout.
That's St. Brown.
It's 84. Is that Zylstra? Shane Zylstra?
Oh, is that 84?
I believe it is 84. So.
Yes, you are correct, as I see the diminutive one, St. Brown on the right side coming back to the huddle.
Yep, so the Lions use their last timeout to stop the clock with 17 seconds to go. This
can't take a sack, Doug.
Two-minute drill.
Can't take a sack. And if you're going to catch it on the sidelines or go to the end zone.
Or throw it into the end zone. They could probably take two shots at the end zone if they want here from the Dolphins 19.
Don't force it.
But this is I mean, this is follows everything we've seen today. Lines look good. You got a veteran quarterback in there. The good news is that in a two-minute drill, the Lions' offense, the pocket is held up.
Okay, we've seen this before. Would the Lions dare to run it in this situation?
And spike it?
Yeah. Just because they're situational. They can control
this. They can practice. They can mess around with that.
Just kind of work with it. It doesn't look like they're going to with an empty backfield.
Well, no. Gibbs is in the backfield. Sidecar right. That's Jameer. Yeah. So two receivers split to the left. That's Amon-Ra and J-Mo. And Goff looking that way. Fires to Amon-Ra. Dives. And incomplete.
Okay. Better not catch that, because if he caught it, landed in bounds, which is what he was doing, is landing in bounds, the clock would still go.
Clock stops with 12 seconds to go. So
now you're going to take your shot. Yeah. And if it's not there, throw it to the stands.
One shot to the end zone?
Look for Tony Ortiz.
Or T.J. Lang now.
Or T.J. Lang.
It used to be T.O.
Look for
now.
T.J. Lang.
Yeah, so T.O. did a great job. T.J. does a great job. So Lions with one crack here in this two-minute drill to get the ball in the end zone if they so choose. And there's kind of delay here before we run this last play. Now we look ready to go. Goff's got him in the huddle. I'm going to look for Amon-Ra here. I'm just saying.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think that's probably wise, although maybe you get a matchup where Jamison Williams gets a step and he could throw it down in the corner of the end zone.
All right, so Dolphins went four and out in their two-minute drill. Lions have driven down to the Dolphin 19-yard line, 3rd and 2, 12 seconds to go here in a two-minute drill. Lions out of timeouts. Goff surveying the defense now as he's got him in two receivers split to the left, and that's the direction he's looking. He's going to fire down J-Mo. The sideline, and it's overthrown, incomplete, looking for J-Mo at the goal line.
J-Mo so, fell down.
7 seconds to go.
In the end zone.
And, boy, the Dolphins are fired up, and they do get the stop. So I think we'll see Jake Bates come on, and we can answer the question, how does he look, at least on this field goal?
It's like they were reading our minds or listening to the show.
Or they're not going to kick a field goal.
Or
they're just going to call it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some of the feedback here from Tiger fans. Let's see. What do we got? First one here is from a listener, Dave, who is not impressed and gives us the following. So if the Tigers lose.
We got a fight.
Oh, boy.
We got a Donnybrook.
Where did that come out?
It came out of nowhere.
It looked like they were breaking up the drill. But
that's a congregation right there. The officials are walking off like, we're done with this. Our day's done.
Yes.
We no longer have to worry.
If the officials are leaving, it's up to the teams to break it up.
Yeah, they're like, hey. You guys do you, I think is what he just said as he's walking up.
they've given up on
this.
The
zebras are gone.
All right, this is from a listener, Dave. So if the Tigers lose today, are you two going to stop making excuses for them, or are you going to start to realize that they are, in fact, in trouble? It is no longer a small sample size. It's been going on since the beginning of June. Thanks.
Okay. Well, what's the excuse?
Well, what's the excuse? I don't know if he's think. I'd like to know what he thinks we've used as an excuse.
Yeah,
they're important. Not playing well.
No.
They're not playing as well as they were. Let's keep in mind that last 15 games, they're 9-6. And while that's certainly not the pace it was.
No, because you go before that, and it was 12 out of 13 they lost. And we're not going to gloss over that. We recognize how awful it was then. They snapped out of it, and they played better baseball since. They're still not playing to the level that they have, and there were missed opportunities early in the game last night that I'm sure they're kicking themselves for. And then you had the weird fifth inning happen like it happened. And then you go to the bullpen, and the bullpen doesn't do the job. And they keep giving up runs. And despite the best efforts from the offense and coming back, and they did score 6 runs, you'd think you'd have a really good chance of winning a game when you score that many, and yet they didn't have a chance.
So, no, they haven't been playing as well as they have. I also want to know what his definition of in trouble is. What is in trouble? Is in trouble mean you think they're going to lose the division? Or is in trouble mean you don't think they're going to win the World Series now? I will tell you when I think they're going to blow the division. That is the first goal. If they are going to play like this the rest of the way, okay? If you're fully convinced that this is, since the beginning of June, as he says, this is truly who they are, all right? Then I'm not going to try and dissuade you from thinking they're in trouble. I'm not there. I think they can play much better than this, and I think we have 6 months of evidence going back to last year that they can. I think they're more prepared for it this time around, but certain things have got to get better. And And I mean, it's a lot of facets of the way they are playing. And even despite that, they're 9-6 in their last 15.
Yeah.
So, you know, am I going to, quote, stop making excuses? I don't think I've ever made an excuse for him, Dave. I just think this is baseball. There are ups and downs, and you got to ride that roller coaster. And one day is way different than the next. So when I think they're in trouble, I'll tell you when I think they're in trouble.
Yeah, I'll look at it, and maybe I'll be a little bit more critical. I think that they really have to find some guys going to click, because what they relied on in the first half of the season, they can't rely on the second.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Second half of the season, because the players have changed. You don't have the pitching staff from the first half that you're having now. I mean, Reese Olson isn't coming back until maybe October.
Yeah.
And that's a big loss because he was pitching so well. Tommy Canley is not the same pitcher that he was to start the season. Zach McKinstry was an all-star performer in the first half, is nowhere near that right now. And there are, you know, other examples of players that are just simply not having the second half of the season that they had in the first half. So they're got to find ways to click. Torkelson looks good. He looks locked in. Kerry Carpenter looks like he's locked in. Be nice if you think that you can rely on Colt Keith to be that guy. Colt Keith has got his average up in the 260s now, and his OPS is closing in on 800 again. So they've got some guys, but more guys have to click for this team to go, and it's going to have to come in large part from the pitching staff.
248-539-9797. Look, we say it all the time. Don't begrudge you for your feelings. Or if they're how you feel, that's fine. I don't know if what you want us to say, other than I'm not panicked about them yet. Last night sucked. And if they lose today, yeah, I'm going to be bothered by it. They should win a series against the White Sox. Even though the White Sox have been, you know, since the All-Star break, scoring at roughly 6 runs a game, and they've played much better. Cleveland team chasing the Tigers just had a series. They took 2 of 3 from the White Sox. Tigers have a chance to do it today, and again, I suspect that they will, but they play the games for a reason. It's Carson Anderson, open lines. We got a member of the Lions that will join us here coming up shortly. You'll hear from the tight end coach in a 1 o'clock hour. It's joint practice have now concluded with the Miami Dolphins, and we will tell you what we saw today. It looked pretty good if you're a Lions fan. It's Doug Carson, Scott Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.